Live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Marshfield Veteran Service Officer Karen Paulette and the Assistant Marshfield Veteran Service Officer Lisa Potts. Thanks so much for joining us with your smiling faces today.
Good morning.
And matching jackets. Very nice. I love this.
Special.
It is. You've got a lot of stuff going on.
Always.
You do.
Always.
This seems like even more. Let's start with...
a little bit.
Let's start with the Marshfield Veterans Coffee Hour. Last Wednesday of the month, this month, no exception. August 28th, 10 to 11 at the Council on Aging.
Yes.
What's happening there, Karen?
So hopefully we're going to have a lot of veterans and spouses show up like usual, which is great, and some delicious donuts. But also we hope to have our town assessor is coming. We're in the middle of tax exemption season, so people are filing their exemptions. So if you had any questions about the current exemptions, she's happy to answer them and give you guidance of how to get the most out of your exemption.
That's great. People always want to find ways to save money. That's right.
Yes.
Everybody's eyes just
lit
up.
We know that. Yes.
We absolutely. But, you know, in general, if people haven't been to this and the veterans and their spouses, you go through a lot of things there, starting with the VA health system.
Sure. We go through all of it. VA healthcare, caregiver benefits, spouse benefits, veterans benefits, and like Karen said, we're going to do tax exemptions this week.
Mm-hmm. And whatever else they can drum up. People have
whatever
the
questions,
craziest questions sometimes, but sometimes they're the most basic, and you're very surprised what people don't know. So we love those, and the more we talk about things, the more educated people get.
And it's nice to do it in a group because you've got that camaraderie with other veterans and other veteran spouses.
Absolutely, and you're never the only one really asking that question. Everybody is also, but some people don't want to ask.
Some people don't like
I
to
know
ask.
That. So. I know that. So, but there's always one or two people that will ask all the questions.
Yes, there are.
In every group, and then ask you to repeat them.
Love those people.
You got to love those people.
We love those.
They need their spokesperson.
Definitely know who they are.
This is a really big event you've got coming up, and this is all about the HERO Act, recently, I believe, signed by the governor.
Yes.
And this is going to be on Tuesday, September 10th, and you've got an all-star lineup here. I'm seeing Senator Patrick O'Connor, Representative Dave DeCoste, Representative Patrick Kearney, and local veteran service officers, and you've even invited the Secretary John Santiago.
Yes.
What are you going to talk about for that, for this whole get-together?
So this is a huge event for us.
Right.
Senator O'Connor's office has been on us about doing an event, and we're so happy to team up with them to get this together.
As well as Scituate, Noel, Marshfield, and Duxbury. So all of our VSOs have collaboratively put together this
event
with their office, and this is what we're doing. So we're hoping to get the younger group out by having it at night.
Doors open at 5:30, presentations at 6. Now, not only do you have the presentations, which I'm going to ask you about, you've got food. That's always a good draw for people.
We have our friends from Route Marine coming down with their food truck. So make sure you have your cash in your pocket. We have a cash bar at the VFW as well.
That's awesome. Now, do you have to register in advance or can you just show up?
No. We do have an event on our Facebook that we've shared through other groups just to see if we can get an idea of how many are coming, but not necessary.
What kinds of things will people find out if they go to find out more about the HERO Act? Mm. I see you've got some good topics listed.
Yeah.
Tell me about them.
So I think obviously the ones that save you money is the most important, I find.
Yes.
At least for me, there's going to be, if you have a veteran license plate, they're looking at waiving the plate fees, the increase in property tax exemption, which is a local option. So each town is taking care of itself on that. There's increases to the annuity. So if you are a 100%er or a Gold Star family spouse, you are getting an annuity that's going to go up. The active duty buyback, so there's a time frame on that, and they've expanded that. So if you were unable to buy back your time, you can now do that. And then there's so much more.
Oh, well, this is great. Time and place again.
Time and place. It's the Marshfield VFW, 655 Main Street in Marshfield, Tuesday, September 10th at 5:30. We'll start serving.
No, in the meantime, if people have any questions about anything having to do with veterans, with your office, what's your contact information?
Our phone number for our office in Town Hall is 781-834-5576. You can find us on Facebook or the Town of Marshfield new website.
Yes.
That's right. Looks I just great. Saw that.
Yes.
It does
Isn't
look
that beautiful.
It's like, wow, this
so
looks pretty fancy. And we're going to pop this up online, too, awesome. So people can listen to that. And if we need any reminders, we'll let you know. Again, we've got the coffee coming up on the 28th and this great night. Find out about the Heroes Act in Marshfield, September 10th. And that is a Tuesday. Doors open at 5:30 at the VFW. And Karen Paulette and Lisa Potts from the Marshfield Veterans Office, thank you so much for joining
us.
Thank you,
Christine.